Jordan, it left it late to win the goal of the season award, but what a strike to finish the game.
Yeah, no, it was obviously consolation, but it was happy to obviously score another goal and get on the score sheet and obviously do it in a good fashion. But it's a shame about the result and the way we went about things today. I thought the lads were maybe a bit lacklustre to the game, and I think all round from everyone it was a poor performance. But like I said, it's been a good season all round. We've done the jobs we've needed to do and we've stayed in the league. That was a aim from when obviously we come into the league, and we've done that well. So credit to Barks and Matty and the lads for doing that, and it's been a good achievement, but hopefully kick on next year.
You sort of mentioned that the performance was a bit lacklustre. I mean, was that kind of to be expected as sort of the season came to a close and you've had these last few games where you've been safe?
No, not really, because I don't think there's any reason or excuse for the performance, really. Not that it was very bad, but it was, like I said, I don't think the lads' heads were in the right frame of mind. You know, I don't think their heads were on the game. I think the lads were maybe in a bit of a holiday mode, but like I said, there's no excuse, and the lads come out maybe with the wrong mindset. But like I said, we'll go again from when we start again. But like it was a good performance from throughout the season. Hopefully we can kick on, like I said.
In terms of moving forward, you're Aldershot's longest serving player. I guess you'd like to be here next year as well.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, it's just a matter of opportunity of playing. I'm young. I still need to learn. Obviously, I could do that here. I can do wherever. But like I said, it's down to obviously whatever the manager says or whoever gets it. But within what to do next year. But like I said, I'm happy to carry on here, carry on playing, and learn. Hopefully, step up the ladder.
Nice goal to mark your 100th appearance as well. Nice to hit that landmark.
Yeah, no, it's always good. You know, it makes me feel old a little bit saying it's my 100th game. But yeah, it was good to top it off with that goal. But like I said, I'm young. I still need to learn. Hopefully, I can get more games under my belt as I go on.
As a player, sort of, what's your schedule now over the next sort of few days? As you know, I guess contract talk situations will need to sort of start somewhere.
Holiday. I don't know when it'll start. Probably, whenever we're contacted, really. But like I said, the lads will go away, rest up, rest their legs and that, have a little break away with their families and that, and then go again whenever the pre-season starts. But it's just obviously a waiting game to see what happens within the next couple of days or week.
What's going to be key for Aldershot Town to improve on going into next season and sort of ensure that there isn't another relegation battle?
I think maybe a bit of stability, you know, from where it starts, obviously, at the beginning of the season. I think the lads need that. I think it's shown when Barks and Matty have stepped in, you know, the stability's been there. We went on a good run. We kept, obviously, the club in the league and that, and that's what we need. So stability is probably one of the key factors in it. And then we can all build from there and we go and we play games and hopefully win games.
Obviously, there was that improvement under Chris Barker. I mean, what was the main difference when Chris took over? What did he sort of do and say that was different to Andy Scott?
Maybe the way he just went about things. Like, lads probably couldn't get away with as much as they did when Andy Scott was here. But like I said, every manager is going to be different. You've got to learn to adapt. And obviously, we played for him, Matty, and like we all played for Scotty as well. But like, it was just different. And everyone knew the jobs they had to do when Barks come in and took over. So it was down to the lads, and credit to him, and credit to Matty and Barks for sticking with us and keeping to the plan.
Obviously, the club will announce a manager in the next few days. Yeah, would the players be happy if Chris Barker got the job on a more long-term basis?
Yeah, I think the lads will be delighted, you know. Like the performances we've given out there in the past few weeks have been brilliant. And I think the way we've been training, the stuff we've been doing off the pitch, we've gelled really well as a team, and we've given our all for Barks and Matty. So it's been good all well. So I think if he gets a job, then we'll just kick on, and hopefully we never know where we're going in a couple of years' time.